السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech, so that they may understand what I say. رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ عِلْمًا نَافِعًا وَرِزْقًا طَيِّبًا وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبَّلًا. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. اللَّهُمَّ فَقِّهْنَا فِي الدِّينِ. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here, and I hope, inshallah, that you all have had a wonderful week. So, inshallah, I would like to start with the recitation of today's lesson, in which, alhamdulillah, we are going to continue from Surah Al-Baqarah, and we are going to start from ayah number 60, to 61, inshallah. So I'm just going to start with the recitation first. So if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa'idhistas موسى لقومه فقلنا اضرب بعصاك الحجر فانفجرت منه اثنتا عشرة عينا قد علم كل أناس مشربهم كلوا واشربوا من رزق الله ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين وإذ قلتم يا موسى لن نصبر على طعام وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَنْ نَصْبِرَ عَلَى طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ فَادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُخْرِجْ لَنَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْ بَقْلِهَا وَقِثْ سائها وفومها وعدسها وبصلها قال أتستبدلون الذي هو أدنى بالذي هو خير اهبطوا مصرا فإن لكم ما سألتم وضربت عليهم الذلة والمسكنة وباءوا بغضب من الله ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير الحق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون.
And inshallah, that is our lesson for today, verses 60 to 61. So inshallah, we're going to continue today in our Tajweed theory with the topic of Makharij. So we already started on the throat or Al-Halq, and we started on the tongue or Lisan. And we already covered the back of the tongue, which is the letters Qaf and Gaf, And then last week we did the middle of the tongue. So the letters of the middle of the tongue are jim, sheen, and ya. All of these letters are pronounced when the middle of the tongue touches the upper palate or the roof of the mouth. So middle of the tongue touching the roof of the mouth. And each letter is differentiated by the gap between the tongue and the roof of the mouth. So for example, if I say edge, your tongue is completely pressing against the roof of the mouth. So there is a lot of pressure, and you can tell that there is not a lot of space between the roof of the mouth and your tongue. When we say esh, there is a part that is touching, there is slight pressure, but it's not pushed all the way against the roof of the mouth. So you can tell with edge and esh, there is a difference of pressure. And finally, in the word ai, with ya, there is barely any contact and there is barely any pressure. So that is the difference between these three makharij. Some of them have more pressure and the others have less. So that is the reason why, despite being from the same makharij, from being the same middle of the tongue, touching the roof of the mouth, they all sound differently. And the reason for this is because of the pressure. And finally, we learned that jim has a qalqala or a bouncing sound. So if I say edge, there is that edge, like that bouncing jim sound. And that sound is called qalqala. So today, inshallah, we're going to move on to another makharij of the tongue or the lisan. And we are going to do the sides of the tongue. And there is one letter that comes from this makharij, and it is one of the most difficult letters in the alphabet. And this letter is the letter dad. So a little fun fact for you guys, the Arabs were actually known as Ahlul Dad, or the people of the letter of dad, because this letter is unique to Arabic. There is no other language in the world that has this specific letter. No other letter or language has this sod sound or bod sound. So that is why the people of the Arabic language were known as Ahlul Dad, because no other language has this letter, and also because it is just so difficult to pronounce. So it is almost a symbol of the status of those who speak Arabic, because they are included in these people who have the letter dad in their language. So that is just a little interesting fact about this letter. So now the makharij for this letter is the backsides of the tongue, like I mentioned. And the backsides of the tongue touch the gums of the upper side of your mouth, near your molars. So the upper side, your top molars, the gum that is touching these teeth. So that is where the backside of your tongue is touching. So for this letter, the makharij can actually be changed based on preference. And you can see which way feels natural for you. You can try each of the ways and then see which one works best for you. So everyone will pronounce this letter with the sides of the tongue. So the makharij is sides of the tongue. Everyone will use sides of their tongue. But you can choose if you would like to use your left side of the tongue. You can also use your right side. Or if it's more comfortable and more natural, you can also even use both. So that is up to you. You can use, as long as you're using one of the sides, you can use either the left side, the right side, or you can use both. And again, it's completely based on preference, whatever is more natural for you. And it should sound the same. No matter what side you use, as long as you feel pressure from the side of your tongue on your upper gums, the sound should be the same. So inshallah, you can try on your own and see which way works best for you. Personally, for me, when I do it, it's more natural for me to use both sides. But you can use left or right. You can also use both, just depending on what feels better for you. So if you're having trouble pronouncing this letter, it may be helpful to bite the side of your tongue between your two back molars. So inshallah, you want to do this very lightly so you don't hurt yourself. But just bite down between your teeth and keep your tongue in that position. So the sides of your tongue should be pinched between your two molars, your two back molars. And you can just do this in the beginning to get a feel for where your tongue should be. And basically, if your tongue is in between your two back teeth, that is the correct way to say bod. So if I say elb, so you should feel that there is pressure on the back teeth, the gums near the back of your teeth, okay? So again, like I mentioned, for me, I feel pressure on both sides. But for some people, it will just be on one side, or it'll be like left or right. It's also very important to note that there should naturally be a very light pressure on the tip of your tongue as well. So if you do feel that there is heavy pressure on the back of your tongue, but also a little bit on your tip, that is completely normal. And that is part of the makharij of bad. Just very important to note here that I said very light. So there will be contact. The tip of your tongue will touch your gums, but it should not be a very strong pressure. So you should not have all of the pressure on the tip of your tongue. It should be on the back sides of your tongue. So if you put too much pressure on the tip, it will sound like L. L. So L and L are completely different sounds. So the first one, L, this is on the sides, and L is on the tip. So you can feel that there is a difference in the sound. So that's why it's very important to note, most of the pressure should be on the sides. There should be only very, very light pressure on the tip of your tongue. And one more thing, bad is also part of Ghussa, Daghth, and Gil, the mnemonic that we learned, meaning it is a permanently heavy letter. In every case, it will be read as heavy. So this means that the back of the tongue should be raised and you will pronounce the letter as wa. So very heavy, not the, wa, a very heavy letter. So inshallah, that is the makharij for the letter bad. So keeping that in mind, inshallah, let's start with the tajweed analysis from the beginning of this lesson, starting from verse number 60, inshallah. So we start with the word wa'idhi, wa'idhi istasqa. So in both of these kasras, inshallah, we want a very light, very sharp sound. So it is not wa'idhi, it is wa'idhi istasqa. And here we have the letter seen with a sukoon. So inshallah, we want a sharp whistling sound and we want to rest upon this seen. Istasqa, also we have the letter qaf, which is permanently heavy. Wa'idhi istasqa. Musa. So here in qa and musa, both of these letters are a two count med. So inshallah, we are pulling for two counts. Liqawmihi, again we have the letter qaf, which is a heavy sound. Faqulna, qaf is a heavy sound. Qulna, lam is a letter of tawassut, so we are resting. Faqulna burib. So here we have the letter bad. So we are resting upon this bad because it has a sukoon. And inshallah, I want you to note when you read this letter, what side are you using? So inshallah, like I mentioned, I do use both sides, but you should see what is more comfortable for you, either left or right. فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرُ. So اضْرِبْ, bad, is a heavy sound. Ra in this case, like I mentioned, sometimes heavy, sometimes light. In this case, the ra is light. Bi'asaka, ayn is from the throat, a slight constriction sound. Asaka, sad is permanently heavy. Bi'asaka al-hajar. So lam is a letter of tawassut, so we are resting upon this lam. Ra at the end of hajar is also a letter of tawassut, so we are resting upon this ra. Fanfajarat. So here the letter ra is heavy. So we want to make sure that we are saying this heavy with the back of the tongue raised. فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ. So here, noon is a letter of tawassut. مِنْهُ اثْنَتَ عَشْرَةَ عَيْنَا. So here, عَيْن is from the throat. عَشْرَةَ. We are resting upon this sheen. And ra is also a heavy sound in this case. عَيْنَا. عَيْن is from the throat. قَدْ. So here, qaf is a heavy sound. قَدْ عَلِمَ, عَيْن is from the throat. قُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ, ra in this case is heavy. قُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا, ra again is heavy. مِنْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ, so here, ra in this case is light. رِزْقِ اللَّهِ, qaf is heavy and the name of Allah, lam is also heavy. رِزْقِ اللَّهِ. وَلَا تَعْثَوْ, عَيْن is a letter of tawassut, so we are resting upon this عَيْن. فِي الْأَرْضِ, لَام and رَا are both letters of tawassut. فِي الْأَرْضِ, so here we have the letter bad. Bad is heavy. مُفْسِدِينَ, we are ending on a four-count med, and we are ending on the letter noon with a sukoon, meaning we are applying tawassut and resting on this noon. وَإِذْ, so again we have the letter إِذْ. We have a kasra on the letter hamza, so we want a sharp sound. It is not wa'idh, it is wa'idh, and we are resting upon this val. قلتم. قاف is heavy. Lam is a letter of توسط. ميم is a letter of توسط. يا موسى. So يا is two count med. مو is two count med. سا is a two count med. لن نصبر. صاد is heavy. را in this case is heavy. على طعام. عين is from the throat. طعام. طا is part of خصدق والقلب, meaning it is a permanently heavy letter. واحد. حا is from the throat. We want an airy kind of sound. واحد. فدعو. So here عين is from the throat. ربك. را is a heavy sound. يخرج. So here we have the letter جيم. جيم, like I mentioned, has قلقلة. There is a bouncing sound. يخرج لنا مما تنبت الأرض. Lam is a letter of توسط. Ra is a letter of توسط. And ضاد is a permanently heavy sound. من بقليها. قاف is a letter of قلقلة. It is also heavy. بقليها وقثائها. قاف is heavy. And here we see there is a four count med. You can see that med sign on the alif. So we are pulling for four counts. وقثائها وفومها وعدسها. So عين is a letter of the throat. وبصليها. صاد is a permanently heavy sound. قال. قاف is permanently heavy. أتستبدلون. So سين, we are resting upon this سين. تبدلون. با is a letter of قلقلة. So we are bouncing on this letter. أتستبدلون الذي هو أدنى. دال is a letter of قلقلة. So we are bouncing on this دال. بالذي هو خير. خا is part of خص دفلنقض. It is permanently heavy. And را in this case is light. إهبطوا. So we are starting with the حركات of a كسرة. إهبطوا. طا is heavy sound. مصرا. صاد is heavy. را in this case is heavy. فإن لكم ما سألتم. Lam and Mim are both letters of توسط. وضربت. So here we have the letter ضاد. ضاد is permanently heavy. ضربت. را in this case is light. عليهم الذلة والمسكنة. So Lam is a letter of توسط. سين, we are resting upon the سين. وباءوا. So this is a four count med. We are pulling for four counts. بغضب. So here we have two letters of خص ضغط القلب, غين and ضاد. Both of these are permanently heavy. بغضب من الله. The lam of Allah is heavy. ذلك بأنهم. ميم is a letter of توسط. كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله. So Allah in this case is light. بآيات الله. ويقتلون. قاف is heavy. It is also a letter of قلقلة. النبيين بغير الحق. غين is part of خص ضغط القلب. It is permanently heavy. را in this case is light. Lam is a letter of توسط. حق. So قاف is heavy and it also has قلقلة. بغير الحق. ذلك بما عصوا. So عين is from the throat and صاد is a permanently heavy sound. وكانوا يعتدون. So عين is from the throat. It is also a letter of توسط. So we want a resting sound. يعتدون. And we are ending on a four count med. And because نون has a سكون, we are also applying توسط and resting upon this نون. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today, verses 60 to 61. So inshallah, we will continue from this next week. So inshallah, now it is time for tafsir, so I will end it here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.